Hi, I'm Liam Cavanaugh, a program manager on the Azure Search Engineering team. In this video, I'm going to show you how to help your organization create a powerful document search system using Azure Search and the machine learning technologies from Azure Cognitive Services. But first, let me give you some background on the two technologies we'll be looking at today. Azure Search is a platform as a service. It allows you as a developer to build a great search application into web and mobile applications. Azure Cognitive Services makes it easy to leverage machine learning algorithms within your application. By leveraging both of these technologies, we can make a search application more intelligent and more efficient. That's what I'm going to show you today. But first, let me give you some background on why this is so important. Every day, 2.5 quintillion bytes of data is generated. To put that in context, that is 10 million times the number of known galaxies in the known universe. And fortunately, the majority of this content is stored in an unstructured format, such as PDFs, office documents, audio, and video files. Within this content, there's so many sources and locations, it makes it incredibly hard for people and organizations to find what they're looking for. Search engines have made it easier to take this unstructured content and do full-text searches, but this means you need to store all of the underlying text associated with this content, and that can both be expensive and hard to manage as your data grows. Luckily, machine learning can help to optimize things by doing things such as identifying key phrases within a document, even summarizing a document to greatly reduce the amount of information indexed, while also enabling you to create a more sophisticated search experience. Today, we'll be leveraging the Azure Text Analytics Cognitive Service to help accomplish this content analysis, which we will then index in Azure Search. Let's get started. In this demo, we're going to do a number of things. First, we're going to take some news content and show how we can summarize that, extract out the key phrases, and then allow it to have a much better search experience than if I were to just do a simple full-text search over that content. As I mentioned, being able to keep that compact not only makes it for a more efficient, but a much more scalable system. So to do some of that machine learning, what I have here is a Text Analytics API. And as you can see within here, in this API, it's fairly simple. You can put in content, such as you see here, and analyze that, understand things such as the language, what are the key phrases, which is going to be helpful for us very soon, get the sentiment of that sentence. And if you're a developer, being able to access the underlying JSON is very handy as well. So let's get a piece of news that's available online and see what we can do. So if we go to MSN, I'm going to choose one of the pieces of content here, and I'm just going to copy that in and paste it into the Text Analytics API. So I'm going to grab that, actually I have that right here, paste it in, and analyze the underlying content. So once we do that, we can see here it has understand that it's an English piece of content. We can see that this piece of content that was talking about vehicle connectivity has a lot of information on different phrases that are useful. In fact, it might be easier if I just take a look at the JSON. So if I go down a little bit further here, we can see what came back are a huge number of different key phrases. These are very, very useful because in the search world, these are categories that allow your users to refine the results. They could search for things such as autonomous, and then be able to drill down on various different criteria, as you see here. This works really, really well with the search engine. So let's see how to integrate that into an application. Now I'm going to switch over to my Visual Studio application. This is an application, a console application, which you can download at the end of this session. I have a link to a GitHub site where you can download the exact same code. And what I'm going to do is I'm going to show you how I can programmatically do what I just did on that web page. I can extract out the key phrases. I can do things such as text summarization, load that into an Azure Search service, and then make it searchable. So what I've already done is if you look in here, I've already pasted in that news article that we were looking at before. So now what I'm going to do is I'm first going to use the Text Analytics service to extract the key phrases. And one of the things that you're going to need to do is you're going to need to actually create a text analytics service. There's a link here where you can go to do that. And then once you create that service, you'll get a key, and that's what you put in here. The second thing you'll need is an Azure Search service, both the service and an API key. Now, if you want to, you can create one of the free services to just try this out, or go for one of the paid services. But there's more information on how to do that in this link as well. Next, what we're going to do is we're going to store the results from the text analytics request into an index, an Azure Search index, called Text Analytics. So let's run through this code. I'm just going to press F5, and then we'll step through it one by one. Okay, so what you can see here is first thing that it's going to do is it's going to read the content from that file. And of course, you could download it from the internet. You may have content coming from PDFs, other content. We're just loading it into a string. And the first thing that we're going to do after that is make a request to the text analytics service to extract out the key phrases. As you might recall from that last example I showed, it brings back JSON, which is perfect for what we want to do. So I'm going to press F11 so you can see what the code looks like. And if we scroll down a little bit here, you'll notice here what I'm passing up is you can pass up a batch of content. So not just one news article, but maybe many news articles or many documents or many Word files, and then have it process that content and bring back the results. So since I'm just passing in one, I can do that. And then in the JSON, it brings back what's called the key phrases. So let's run through that and see what it does. So the first thing we can see here is that I'm only asking for 20 of the key phrases. And just like we saw from that website, we have all of these interesting phrases that we can then use for tags associated with this content. The next thing I talked about is the idea of summarization, taking that huge news article and summarizing it into just a couple of sentences. So there's a couple of ways that we can do that, but what I'm going to be doing is just trying to find the sentences that have the most interesting key phrases. So if I step into here and take a look at it, you'll see here, I'm passing in the sentences. I just split it up into sentences. I'm passing in the 20 key phrases, and I'm iterating through each of the sentences to find out which ones have the key phrases, or which ones are best representative of those key phrases. And then I'm sending that back as well. So if I press F5, we can see, and actually I'm gonna press F5 again here, you can see what we've done is we've summarized that, we've extracted three sentences, you can choose as many as you want, that really are very representative of that content. And so now, all I need to do is take the results of that processing, upload it to Azure Search so that we can then see the results. So let's step through that. So the first thing is to create an index. An index is something where you hold the data. It's like a SQL table. It has fields, it has types, so that in case strings, the phrases is a collection of strings. You can say whether it's full text searchable, whether I can filter or categorize or facet those results. So let's run that through. And then step through. And the final thing is just to upload that document. So to take the summary, get the key phrases, and upload that into Azure Search. So we'll step through that. You can see we're just setting them, uploading it. Once again, you can pass it in as a batch, but since we only have one document, we're just sending in the one. And we're done. So now we've taken all that content, summarized it, extracted the key phrases, and made it searchable. Let's take a look at what that looks like in the portal. So if I go into my Azure Search service here, you see I have many, many different indexes I've created over time. But I'm going to do a quick search and see what the results look like. So if I go to the Search Explorer, I'm going to change to this Text Analytics index, click on Search, and as you can see here, we just did a search. Here's the summary and all the key phrases. I can say, you know what, I want to search for any documents that have the word autonomous in there. And then we can see here we get the results. I can say, I want you to group the results and say, and facet over the key phrases. Now, this isn't very exciting because I just have one document, but you can imagine being able to search and then categorize, group all the news items that talk about Bluetooth technology or OTA technology, and then allow them to further filter. So hopefully you've seen in this demo how we can leverage machine learning to really advance what you can do with your search application. I want to leave you with two resources to use to learn more about Azure Search and the cognitive services. In addition, I've included a link to the GitHub site where you can get all of the code I used in this session. Thanks, and have a great conference.